Well, good morning. We put this little segment together, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, but there's always things sometimes that we like to reflect on, and my thoughts naturally, not always important, more important is your thoughts, but you know how much I like church history. I like all kinds of history, but especially church history and the history of the United States of America. We are truly, truly blessed. And so I wanted to take this little segment, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and reflect on All Saints Day. Now, in our book of worship, we have services for almost everything that you can imagine, even the blessing of the animals and all kinds of stuff. But in our book of worship, it says that All Saints Day, which is November the 1st or the first Sunday in November, is a day of remembrance for the saints, with the New Testament meaning of all Christian people everywhere, every time, and every place, as we celebrate the communion of saints. You remember in the Apostles' Creed we said in the communion of saints? Well, we celebrate the communion of saints as we remember the dead. Both the Church Universal, which is the Catholic Church, and the Apostles' Creed, it means universal church, and our local congregations. And it's for this reason the name of people in a congregation who have died during the past year may be solemnly read as a response to the word. Phil has put together a nice little link in our order of worship for the online, and it's right underneath the pastor's thoughts and prayers, and it says All Saints Day Remembrance. I hope and pray that you take time to look at it and click on. And if you click on the Remember part tab, it'll take you to some names of people that are been special in people's lives, both maybe personally or corporately, next door neighbors. And, you know, the list is certainly not complete. But the list is put together for you if you want to look at it and participate online with All Saints Day. Will trigger in your mind people in your life that you have known or been related to that had a special meaning in your life that they're no longer with us, you know. And it is a wonderful thing just to take time to remember. So anyhow, what is All Saints Day anyhow? As I mentioned, it's November the 1st this year. And it is a celebration of the Western Church, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, the Eastern Church, for example, in Europe. They observed the first Sunday after Pentecost, All Saints Day. But in our Western tradition, we celebrate it usually on the first Sunday in November, which happens to be November the 1st this year. And its purpose is to commemorate the lives of all saints, based on the belief of the communion of the living and the dead, to ask for their intercession before God. And you say, wait a minute, I know I've heard about St. Joseph, I heard about St. Patrick, I heard about... Well, how can you get to be a saint? Anybody who believes in the living God through Jesus Christ is a saint of God. We're all saints. So whenever we die or we're no longer here, then we celebrate All Saints Days. But did you know it's also called All Hallows? Now, Halloween is celebrated the day before, specifically the evening before All Saints Day. But the word Halloween is a derivative of Hallows Eve, and the emphasis on spirits and goblins and witches and other dark images came from superstitions that the dark forces were especially active just before All Saints Day in order to hinder the prayer for the dead that would be offered the next day, being All Saints Day. Well, the practice of trick-or-treating dates back to the Middle Ages, and when poor people would go door-to-door begging food in exchange for their prayers for the dead. But the Bible teaches that the dead in Christ are alive. It nowhere teaches us to ask for the intercession of the dead. Rather, it urges us as Christians to come boldly before the throne of grace of God, knowing that we have a high priest in Jesus Christ, who is our intercessor. and whoever's lives are to make intercession. You know, intercessory prayer is real important, and you can find intercession prayers and talking about intercession for all of us in Hebrews chapter 4 and chapter 7. And we are to depend upon Christ alone for salvation, Acts 4, and give Him the grace for living as Christians. And after done living as Christians, wow, we have the blessed hope. We have salvation to be in the presence of God for all eternity, eternal life. That's one of the reasons that we've been looking at the book of Revelation and doing an overview of the book of Revelation. Because the book of Revelation, I like to term it God's love letter to us. But it understands and helps us understand what life would be like without God in your life and without Christ in your life. We have a blessings for the reading and the hearing and a blessing at the end. And it says, oh, come quickly, Lord Jesus. So on this All Saints Day, we are celebrating the hope that we have in Christ. So I hope and pray that you're having a great day, and take a time to look at the remembrance click there on the website. God bless you, and hope to see you in church sometime soon. Amen. We never want to forget about praying for one another, and our prayers and our thoughts are with everybody, especially on All Saints Day, but more importantly, on our prayer list and all of our prayers. And we just thank God that we can pray for one another. As I mentioned about intercessory prayer, it's very, very important. But we always like to close this segment with joining together with the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught to His disciples. Pray with me as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.